because the Mishnah Berurah says that Lag VaOmer, you can't shave until the morning. And that's because he assumes, like the Vilna Gaon, that they died through the 33rd day. So you need 33 days of mourning. We have a concept called Miktsos Hayom Kekulo. That's why on Shiva, the seventh day, you get up after Shacharis. But Miktsos Hayom Kekulo, it's a machlokas, we paskin it's the morning, not at night. An Avil doesn't get up after Maariv. He gets up after Shacharis. So the same thing, you don't shave at night, you shave in the morning. So David's now asking, well, how are you allowed to listen to music? So some say, you're right, it's usher. For at least a couple hundred years, the Jewish people have been listening to music. So Rabbi Oberstein was there between Milcha Maariv. The short answer is, Achronim say, that if it's part of a Lag BaOmer celebration, then it should be okay. What allows us to do the celebration is, meaning, according to the way I understand it, you can't just turn on your radio and listen last night. But you can go to our thing and play guitar. Is it because we're singing Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? You know, I don't know. But that's the short answer. Well, we neither. There's a Lag BaOmer is a mysterious holiday because we don't know where it came from, and it's listen, it's 700-800 years old at least, but it's not in the Gemara. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara.
What is it? I remember hearing that Rabbi Katz said there were two holidays that the people created that came from below. And one of them was Lag BaOmer, and I don't remember what the other one was. But the people make a big deal out of it, and it's really not...
Right.
I just don't...
The funny thing is this. What? No, Yom HaTzma'ut. There's a... They base Yom HaTzma'ut on a Chasam Sofer. Right? That there's a Chasam Sofer about creating new holidays. And based on his criteria, Yom HaTzma'ut would qualify. The way he understands how they made Hanukkah, Yom HaTzma'ut would follow. But the Chasam Sofer was very opposed to Lag BaOmer as a holiday. That this is a new invention to create a holiday, and it doesn't. And what happened? Meaning, on Yom HaTzma'ut, arguably, you know, it's either something significant because of its relationship to the Geula process, which is what Rav Herschel Schachter says. It's because, you know, it saved Jewish lives. Whatever. But Lag BaOmer, what do you have? So I've heard people say, you know, as quote unquote a joke, that there's more questions on Lag BaOmer as a holiday than Yom HaTzma'ut as a holiday. But obviously, things are never that that simple. Okay, let us talk about something more controversial, counting Sfira after Plag.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's really...
That's... I just want to catch you up where we are up to. Last week, I tried to show at the beginning that this simple reading of Talmidei Rashi is that in Rashi's town, they counted with a bracha and shul after they daven Maariv in the summer, and it was Plag. It was not yet Shkia, and that's what they did. And in that context, Rashi invented what the Magen Avraham would later call the Tnai. That Rashi would count without a bracha al Tnai. That's the simple explanation of all the earliest sources quoting Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch, and this is something that makes learning so difficult, the Shulchan Aruch seems to quote the source of Rashi, but just because he's using their words doesn't mean he's applying them in the same way. And that makes things so complicated. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're in a minyan that's davening too early, you should count with a Tanai. The simple understanding is, well, what's he quoting? He's quoting the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham's talking about counting after Plag. He's talking about counting after Plag. And that's what the El Yaraba and the Levush and 7 and 8 said. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch says another halacha that he tells us in Sif Dalet that if a person names the day, But he does not with a bracha. What day is it tonight? Oh, tonight's the fourth. You can't count again with a bracha because, according to the Ma'an Damar, Mitzvah Lav Tzirchas Kavana, you already counted.
So
right? From what time does that work? Says the Shulchan Aruch, only after Bein HaShemashos. If the Shulchan Aruch was applying the simple understanding of the Abu Dram, that any time after Plag, you can count, which is why after then you would make a Tanai, then this halacha should apply, right? That after Plag, don't lechatchila, don't say the name. Just tell him what it was yesterday. Why should you enter into a suffix? So the Vilna Gaon looks at this and says, wait a minute. On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch paskened that you should count al tanai if you're davening too early. The simple understanding is too early means after Plag, before Shkia. On the other hand, the same Shulchan Aruch told us that counting after Plag is meaningless in terms of the Mitzvahs Lav Tzirchas Kavana debate. It must be that the Shulchan Aruch is borrowing the Tanai, but applying it at a different time. He's applying it after Shkia, not after Plag, because the Shulchan Aruch says there's no value in counting before Plag. Just like the Rashba said, there's no value counting too early, because for counting, it's different than other halachas. You were asking about what if you say Slag Ba'omer?
Yeah, so somebody says last night.
Rabbi Oberstein was there between Micha Marva, spoke about that too. So the earliest to deal with it is somebody named Maharash Halevi, who the Knesset HaGedola quotes, who says that if I say tonight is the fourth night, then I worry maybe I counted. If I say, hey, tonight's Lag Ba'omer,
yeah.
I don't worry.
That shouldn't count.
So besides not making a bracha, not intending, but I also didn't say it in the normal fashion.
Right.
Not only did I not mention the weeks, I named the holiday. If I would say, tonight is the 33rd night of the Omer, you got a problem.
Different.
Tonight is Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is the name of a holiday. It's not the way you count. So he says not to worry about it. But what's interesting, I'll just say this parenthetically, is even though it doesn't get in the way of your ability to count that night with a bracha, what about if you forgot to count that night? So you go to the rabbi and you say, I forgot to count last night. And he says, did you tell anyone it was Lag Ba'omer? Yes. Is that good enough? Rav Ovadia says it's good enough. And it goes back to something we discussed in depth with the Ksiva Sugya.
Good enough meaning you
can continue count with a bracha.
That's a real b'di'evit, though.
It's a real b'di'evit, but it goes back to the fact that the although it's a halacha psuka, if you miss a night and you don't count that 24-hour period, you do not continue counting with a bracha. It's in deference to the Bahag Shita, who is a Das Yachid. We don't, quote-unquote, really agree with him. We just are choshesh for that Shita. And therefore, if there's any suffix, even if it's very far-fetched, to throw into the mix, you can continue counting with the bracha. And that's how I came out with the writing sugya, for those who were there on Shabbos, that you have, if a person wrote a letter, and he wrote down, tonight is the fourth night of the Omer, you know, there's real grounds to say you can't count that night again with a bracha. But I wanted to say, if you forgot to count, and somebody had this year. He came to me, he said, I forgot to count last night, but I actually typed to somebody, don't forget to count. And then he forgot to count. That's crazy. But he wrote, I typed to somebody, tonight is the... Can I continue counting with a bracha? And my answer, although it sounds inconsistent, my answer was yes.
Yes.
And the same thing, if last night somebody said, if they would come to me right now, I would say, you still count today. But if tonight they come and they say, I forgot to count, did you say it's Lag Ba'omer? Yes. You're good.
There's no connection to Bipur?
That's the Ksiva Sugya. It gets into a conceptual question of what is Dibor. Is Dibor speech, or is Dibor a way of formally relating my thoughts? If it's speech, then writing is meaningless. If it's I'm formalizing my thoughts, well, you know, there's meaning there's hear her, there's Dibor, And then ksiva is a question. What is ksiva? Is it like kirur, just thinking, or is it like dibor? You know.
The reason I was asking is because there's also a question in sign language. I mean, just
that would be a fascinating subject to research, and I'm sure there are people who have done this research. Yeah, but he has a sefer called Sha'arei Shmia. Yeah. My first year here, Shabbos HaGadol, I spoke about Shomei Ka'ona, and I drew heavily from his sources in his book. But that's a great question. Being Yotzei different mitzvahs in sign language.
I was at a chasana.
Yeah.
Where they signed, there were two deaf people. They signed the entire thing.
So sign language is, it's clearly not hear her. Yeah. You're communicating, right?
So
I would think sign language is probably in the same category as ksiva.
That's what it is.
Right? But it's not dibor. If there's a gzeres hakasav on dibor, you don't have it. But it's communication, just like ksiva. So that's
Is writing on a computer ksiva? When they were talking actual writing.
So in terms of Hilchos Safras and Ksiva Shem Hashem, it's not. And that's, I don't know if we've ever talked about this here, a question of, can you, if you type Yud K Vav K on the computer screen, can you ever turn off the screen? Yes.
Of course.
Can you delete a digital file? Yes. But in terms of this halacha, if I communicate, because here it's not ksiva, meaning it's a question of whether ksiva is hilchos ksiva or whether it's a din in communication.
Sign language would be the same category as ksiva.
Question
though. Yeshua Nar says, Hamispalim Hatsibor.
Yes.
Miba Od Yom.
Yes.
Okay. The whole thing revolves around with the definition of the Od Yom. Moni Mandalo Bracha Vinizka Balila. To me, Biba Od Yom has got to be after Plag. Biba Od Yom
So this is the challenge of this sugya. It's the word mi bod yom, right? You could say is open to interpretation. Is mi bod yom when it's not yet Lila? Or is mi bod yom when it's still vadayom?
It's just so context.
So I don't know. They don't. But my problem is I'm noted to what Alan said, and like the El Yarab on the Levush, because he's borrowing a phrase from somebody who had something in mind when he used this. If it's clear, and I tried to make it clear, sources 1 to 3, from the Abu Dram, from the Rashba, from the Sefer Ha'ora, it seems clear to me that Mibo Yo means from Plag. Shulchan Aruch takes this phrase, I would think he means from Plag. The problem is, and this gets into, and this is in learning, there's what you'd like to be right, and then you have other rayas. So let's look at the etymology, let's look at the original sources. Comes the Gran, says, yeah, that's all nice, but look at Sif Dalet. That's where the Gra's bothered by, right?
Yeah.
And the Gra was the Gra. He looks at it and he says, wait a minute. If there's any tzad to say you can count after Plag, then why does the Shulchan Aruch say that? It sounds like, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's from Plag to Shkia, and someone says what day it is, you say the day for tomorrow. Because you're not Yotzei according to any Shita. Now, Libby pointed out last week, I think a very good answer to that, maybe that's just reflecting the limits of Mitzvah and Tzrichos Kavana, which is the Lag Ba'omer is a good example of. Just because we're entertaining the idea that Mitzvah Lag Tzrichos Kavana, and if you do the Mitzvah without intent, you were Yotzei. That doesn't mean that there aren't limitations, right? Such as saying Lag Ba'omer, which is in the normal way of counting. Counting from Plag is not the ideal way, and therefore Mitzvah Lav Tzrichos Kavana is not going to factor in. But the Gra didn't learn like that. And not only did the Gra not learn like that, the Taz didn't learn like that. The Taz agreed with the Gra. So you have the Gra, the Taz, the Magen Avram, and the Aruch HaShulchan.
And then you had on the other side, you had the Levush,
and on the other,
Rabba, Chok Yaakov, the Mimer, and then the
yes.
Whatever.
So what do you do with this? But the truth of the matter is that in terms of, and this is just Mesorah, who am I to say who is greater, right? The Levush and the El Yarabah, the Taz and the Gra. All I know is in terms of halacha methodology, if the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Gra say something, that's usually how we're going to say. And that's probably why the Aruch HaShulchan goes with that. But that's not the last word. And this is why halacha, again, is so complex. The Mishnah Berurah is not comfortable. Maybe for these reasons. The Mishnah Berurah, who's usually quite traditional, the Gra, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, which is, comes to Mishnah Berurah in this long piece in number 16, and he says, wait a minute. Everybody should know that many Achronim do not agree with this. There are Achronim who say you can count from Plag. What's pushing him to say this? This is what bothered me. Because people did it, and because what is your alternative? We live in a society where people are very educated. Not just compared to 100 years ago, compared to 30 years ago, right? Back when in Art Scroll published their first Siddur in 1986, before then, the Siddur was a pretty closed book, right? Comes Art Scroll Siddur and tells you what to do and how to do it, a little commentary, a little English. They publish their Gemaras, they translate the Kitzer, right? You have the amount of learning going on now in your regular community is unbelievable. And you have minyanim galore, right? Plag minyan, shkia minyan, late maribs. It wasn't always like that. I don't need to tell you. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, that's very nice. It's very nice to come out with this great chumrah that you can't be yotze anyway until shkia. But what does a community do that has their only minyan at plag and is telling people you can't count now? Don't forget to count at home, right? It's not going to work. So the Bir Halacha, to his credit, says, yes, I understand that the Gra and the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, and they're all saying you can't be yotze in any way. But you should know there are a lot of Achronim who disagree. And he says that he points out what Alan said. There are five Achronim. I just quoted the Levush and the Elia Rabbah. He says there's more who say you can already be yotze. And yes, it's not ideal. And a Talmud Chacham and somebody who can be trusted to count later, but otherwise it's not off the books. It's not wrong. Now, one thing that the Mishnah Berurah struggles with is another raya that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. And that he deals with the number 19. It's a Shaar HaTzion, we'll paraphrase it for the purpose of this year. There's a Rashba. The Rashba that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. What happens if a Tzibur davens too early? Right? This is before clocks, right? It got cloudy. You thought it was dark. You daven Marav, counted Sfira. The clouds lift. Wait a minute. It's the afternoon. So comes the Rashba and says, you were Yotze Marav, but you weren't Yotze Sfira. Comes to Shaar HaTzion and says, wait a minute. You can't say they were Yotze Marav at 2 o'clock in the at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Impossible. Mm-hmm. Right? Yotze Mincha then, not Marav. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're not talking about 2 o'clock. What are we talking about? We're talking about Plag. Mm-hmm. The Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rashba and said, you were not Yotze. Count again with a bracha. Wait a minute. If the Shulchan Aruch agreed with the Abu Dram, and he meant mi bod yom means from plag, then you have to reluctantly agree that you can be yotze then. So obviously, how does the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rashba in Sif Beis, and then in Sif Gimel, hold like the Abu Dram? This to me is a raya, another raya like the Vilna Gaon. Then, and again, it's confusing, and I sympathize with Alan. That you have the original sugyas talking about plag, Shulchan Aruch lifts the phrase, copies plagiarism. This is what he did. Shulchan Aruch lifts phrases from, but he means something different. And I'm pretty convinced from Sif Beis and Sif Dalet that in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says plag, he doesn't mean plag. Now it doesn't do away with the big bidyevet, because you still have Achronim and Rishonim like that. But in terms of what should be done, we have in Lanu Ela Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, that you don't count from plag. And that's what we do. We do not count from plag, right? We could, if we held like the other view of the Shulchan Aruch, Alan would announce after the plag minyan, we're going to count Svira. We'll do it without a bracha. Have in mind that if you... But we don't do that. We don't count at all because we assume that the Shulchan Aruch is supposed to be read like the Vilna Gaon. This leaves us with two questions that I wanted to deal with today. Number one, why? Why wouldn't you... If you can daven Maariv after plag, why can't you also count Svira? So that, the Emes LeYaakov in 22, I think this is where we ended last week, he says he thinks there's a difference. When I'm davening Maariv, I'm not saying that it's tomorrow. I'm just saying it's close enough to daven Maariv. And we'll see what that means. When I'm counting, I'm claiming this is a certain day, but that day can't start until 24 hours after yesterday's day, until it gets dark, or at least it's suffix dark. So take a look at 22. Let's read this together. His question is on an apparent contradiction. If we are to understand the Shulchan Aruch like the Vilna Gaon and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan, then why does the Shulchan Aruch also paskin in Hilchos Purim like the Trumas Hadeshen? And this is a wild Trumas Hadeshen who says, let's say you're hungry. You want to eat a hamantash before listening to Megillah. Right? Trumas Hadeshen says, it's better to read the Megillah before Purim, too early, after plag, then eat your hamantash. So you're reading Megillah when you're still fasting because you can't break your fast. Then you finish Megillah, you wait until it says, you eat your hamantash.
Well,
what?
Dab Maariv first too.
So comes the Emes LeYaakov and he says, I have a question. Right? You told me I can read Megillah for Purim after plag, before it gets dark. So why can't I count Svira? Right? Tell me, Maariv's one thing. Right? If you want to say this is just a din in Maariv. After plag, you can daven Maariv, but that's it. Fine. But you, the Shulchan Aruch, told me that I can already count, I can already read Megillah. What's the difference between reading Megillah and counting Svira? So that's 22. Hinei lechora divrei machaber sasri adadi. Debesimen kaftei tats sif dalet kasav machaber v'zalashon amishe shalo so chaber ben hashmashos. Kama yemei hasvira aval kodem ben hashmashos kevin she'enu zman svira mekach klom hari behed yedekodem ben hashmashos afilo b'diyevet she'safra mekach klom im kein eich pasak hacha demishu anus yachal ishmoa Megillah miplaga mincho lamala. Lechora trei dine halalu pligi adadi. Lechora the tzarich lomar dekeven demin hadin adayin tisha yamim huba omer eich tomer shu asara yamim. The problem is I can't declare that it's already the 10th when it's still the 9th. Ma she'enkein kan de'em shum din miyuchad liyud gimel adar she'a asur likros ba Megillah ela dechaser adayin yudalad. It's not when I'm reading the Megillah, so what's the problem? My problem is it's not Purim yet. Right? It's not that I can't read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. It's that I need to wait for Purim. So he says, the fact that I can daven Maariv makes it close enough to the next day that I can read Megillah. But over here, how can I say it's the 10th day if it's still the 9th day?
Did we answer the question, and how can you say Yalla V'Yavo and say V'Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh after the plag? You're declaring it's Rosh Chodesh. That to me is the same as declaring it's the 10th versus the 9th.
Hold that question until we speak about Shabbos. Also, that maybe what we answer for that will help.
But the difference over here is that if when you read the Megillah early, you're not really declaring that today is the 14th. You're sort of de facto saying, yeah, okay, we're hinting that it's the 14th. With Svirasa Omer, you're saying today, you're making a statement, today is the whatever day.
That's what he says. That's basically his answer. His answer is that Megillah has to be read on Purim. Purim is on the 14th. So By inference, Megillah has to be on the 14th. What if I can create a time that is not the 14th, but it's Purim? That's fine. Right? Meaning, on one hand, it sounds like an impossible equation. Purim is on the 14th, right? And Megillah has to be read on Purim. But there's this one time, and it's called after Avdavin Maariv, that it might not yet be the 14th, but it's already Purim. Or it's close enough to Purim.
14th for you.
But it doesn't... But Sfira is different. It's not that Sfira has to be done on the 10th. Right? And after Maariv, it's close enough. Sfira has to be at a time where I can really declare this is Thursday already. This is... And Maariv isn't going to prove that. That's what he says. The Shaar Tzion, based on the Rashba, basically says the same thing. Take a look at 20. Halfway through the line in his answer, four lines down, Tshuva starts. Hechi lema hayom asara yamim laomer ve'enan elatisha. Number 20. Rashba says, how can I say it's the 10th when it's still the 9th? And that's basically what Rabbi Yaakov is coming to explain. Okay, so what I would like to suggest is, what I want to do today is, I want to answer why I think this doesn't bother those Rishonim and Achronim who say you can count from plug. And I want to give an added plug for Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. And I'll explain why. And honestly, in my mind, that is the time that you have the most concern today. Because everybody has reminders. People get sent reminders from the OU. They get our emails. What is the night that people forget the most? Friday night. So I want to show you. Okay. So.
See how many people forget the first night?
Yeah.
How do people forget the first night? Because they have to say that.
No, so it doesn't. So this is a separate thing. Which maybe we'll get to in a minute. So when are you supposed to count? Number 23. Okay? What does timimos mean? In this context, the Gemara is telling you why you count the first night at night. Right? There's a big pella on the first night. It says, miyom haviachem, from when you bring the omer. The first night was before they brought the Omer. Why do we do it? Because Tamimos means complete. And therefore it's a Gzeres HaKasav that the first night you need to count even before it was brought. And that's how the Rav Shapsi Sofer Premishlan answers the question of counting La Omer. Right? This is the Ba Omer, La Omer debate. The famous question that's asked on La Omer by the Taz is, how can you say La Omer on the first night? La Omer means La Achar Ha Omer. Yet the first night they hadn't yet brought the Korban Ha Omer. Comes from Shapsi Sofer and says, how can you count at all? Because of Gzeres HaKasav of Tamimos. So however you're supposed to count really after, the Gzeres HaKasav tells you to do it before, the Lashon also it follows suit. But what does this mean? Tosa says, Tamimos means that ideally you're supposed to count at the first opportunity, right? You're supposed to count. We are supposed to try to count as close to nightfall as possible. So says Tosfos, number 24, Zecha Lamikdashu, Nira de Besafek Hashecha, Yachal Avarfein Tzarech Lamtina Chevada Laila. He quotes, and most Rishonim say this, and this is what we do here. Although I try to speak for too long to push it off until the tzeis of Gaonim, but sometimes we don't, and we count with a bracha after Beit HaShemashos. Says Tosos, why? Kevan shu sfeika derabanan. First answer, it's a safek derabanan. That needs explanation. Safek derabanan lekula means I'm yotze. Can I do it lechatchila? That's what the Achronim weigh in on. But that's his first answer, yes. Va'od Omar, de'afilu bayom, samach lechashecha, adif mishum tamimos. Wait a minute. Yeah. It's got to be tamimos. So, the way I understand Tosos and Achronim say this, is what he means is when the rabbi set it up, maybe when it was a mitzvah d'oraisa, you wouldn't be able to count from plag, and you wouldn't be able to count from shkia. But the rabbi set it up that they built in leniency. Why would they build in leniency? Because anyway, they want tumimos. They want you to count it early. Right? Take a look at the way the Sfasemis understands this.
Tumimos doesn't mean counting early, counting late. Maybe tumimos means it's got to be a full 49 days.
100%. And that's where the Chumrah came up to wait on Shavuos.
Yes. So you start on the very... You wait on the first night, and you wait on the last night.
Right, that could be. And there are...
Between time, you should be able to dominate and say it anytime you want.
Yeah, 100%.
But together.
Yeah. Comes the Sfas Emes in 25?
The test, what does the Ein Nira mean at the end? It says the Ein Nira. The Ein Nira what?
So some understand what he means is he doesn't think you should lechatchila count during with the bracha. During
the banishment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he's justifying it. And the Sfas Emes says...
Question?
Yeah.
Just a question. We on the... Look in the Haggadot. So the Sfas Emes is at the very end of the Seder. The very end of the Haggadot.
So that's a Hasidic Shomrah.
Oh. Maybe you should be counting at the very beginning of the Seder.
No.
Because you can't stop the Seder until it's turned dark.
We count in Shul. Pesach night.
Never mind.
Because you have to wait anyway.
We count in Shul. Their Hasidim wait. We don't wait because Tumimos, and especially the first days, as Hillel saying, there are shitas that say the first day and the last day is when you have to be the most makbid, right? So this chumrah of Hasidim to wait till after their seder is a chumrah she'asid lidei kula on many levels, and if you think about it, it's like this. The reason I wouldn't subscribe to it, although some people have that minhag, is I'm not trying to make fun of it, but think about it like this. You have, there are opinions that Sfiras HaOmer is d'oraisa still, right? And there are opinions, legitimate opinions, that it should be done earlier, right?
As early as possible.
Why do Hasidim wait till after the Seder? Well, they think that it's a bit of a stira. Because if I'm counting, then I shouldn't have a Pesach Seder. The second Seder is saying... thank you. The second Seder, right, we're saying it might not be Pesach. We're going to do this again. Right? If it's not Pesach, if it's still Pesach, then you don't have to count Sfira. Right? We know today that the first day was right. We do the second day because minhag avosenu b'yadenu. But to count later because of the second Seder, which is derabanan, and possibly get in the way of doing a possible daraisa properly, you know. Anyway, comes to Sfas Emes, number 25. Ein divrei muvanim mikol makom have safek bracha levatala. He says, I don't understand Tosis' first reason. Right? You tell me it's a derabanan, okay, but you still. That tells me that you can be yose, safek derabanan lekula. How can I make a bracha? Safek brachos lahakel. Dil mayomu velo kiyem afilu mitzvah derabanan. Yosei afshar lomar. Dekevan dezecher bilvadi. Afilu karav l'chashecha have shapir dami. And this is actually a little bit how I understood the Tosis' second answer, but he just says it clearly. He doesn't understand it to be in Tosis. You know what? When the rabbis created the mitzvah, it's all to remember. They weren't so careful about the time. And this would explain, possibly, why we count, why there were people counted after plag. And take a look.
It sounds like
the Megillah.
It sounds a little bit like the Megillah
Rashi. Yes. 27, Piske Tosfos. Yesh b'nei Adam, v'o cha gadol, sofrim b'lo bracho, b'lala mavarchin, v'ein nira da yata b'sirosan arishona. But he says explicitly, yesh b'nei Adam, that do this. Right? Why can you do that? Right? That's exactly what we were saying. I think, because, like the Rashba said, it's only a zecher lemikdash. If it's only a zecher lemikdash, this is good enough. Why? Who says plag is enough? Comes the Chok Yaakov, and the Bir Allah quoted this before, number 28. Now you would say, no, it isn't. How can you say 10 if it's still 9? The answer is, it doesn't have to be as exact. It's a zecher ba'alma. Now it can't be. It has to be reasonable, is what I would say. You can't right now count for tonight because nobody would associate 10 o'clock in the morning with tomorrow. But everybody would associate after plag with tomorrow because you daven Mariv. You would count, you would say Yalaviyavo. You could hear the Megillah. You already said Kriyashma. You can count Svira.
Wait a minute.
That's
but
it.
Wait a minute. But
you could not count after the plag unless you daven Mariv.
So that's what the Elia Rabba said.
Yeah.
That's what the Elia Rabba said. I'm not sure. Maybe you could because people know that people are davening Maariv. That's I wouldn't box myself into
but,
that.
But the Chok Yaakov says that if you daven Maariv, mm-hmm. it also counts for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. But then you have to say Kriyat Shema again because it doesn't count.
Why? Because we're choshesh that it doesn't count. But there are opinions that say you're Yotzei.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
You have to stop making your announcement.
No, he doesn't have to stop making because we don't postulate like that. But there are opinions. That we're and remember we're doing Kriya Shema in Berchoseha early. How can we do Kriya Shema with the Brachos early? So that's for another time. So the
if you don't remember to say Kriya Shema again later on, you are okay.
According to some, take a look. I'll show you. Look at this this 31, the Aruch HaShulchan. Shitas Rabbeinu Tami dikmod de leinyan tefila miplaga mincha vizman tefila le Rabbi Yehuda kemokein leinyan kriyashma. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, but again, we don't go with this Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam says that you can say kriyashma.
He's saying if, let's say you forgot.
Yeah.
You daven Maariv, you plag mincha, and it came time to say it's you, clearly you can't do it then.
Right.
And now. You forgot to say it later on, to repeat it again.
You were Yotze.
According to your Yotze anyway.
Yes.
Good to know. Good to know.
Well, you know, if not, then I think, I don't want to be too scientific about this. No, if this wasn't true, I think maybe we should do a survey and see how many people remember to say Kriya Shema later. And if 90% don't, maybe we should re-explore whether the minion is worth
it. Do
you,
Rabbi, announce
well, that's
after the Shkia minion, do you
we don't
announce know. You should repeat Kriya Shema? Because technically, of course, now you're after a Tzedek HaChavim with a Gaonim.
We're not for Kriya Shema.
Not for Kriya Shema. Okay.
Right.
Who you don't make that announcement.
We don't make
who
that
announcement. Who are these in the Piskei Tzedek? Who are these Yesh Bnei Adam? Just a bunch of guys?
Everybody I can't imagine Yesh Bnei Adam being some guys who eat non-kosher.
No. The Hamonam, who is the general population? If that's the case, then you have to do what you just said. If you're going to take a survey like that.
Interesting. I'm not planning on stopping the plug minute. But take a look at this Aruch HaShulchan. V'harash hik shemayinyan tefila l'kriyashma. B'kriyashma b'ayinan v'shachbacha zman shchiva. Yesh lomar de'be'emes nomar. De'az have zman shchiva. De'kihech de'have laila linyan tefila. Hachinami l'kriyashma. What he's saying basically is, what is zman shchiva, the time people go to sleep? Does that mean, right? But the question is, so let's say nobody goes to sleep. Not one person that we poll goes to sleep after plag, 6:30, right? Mm. Nobody. A few people, not even Amir Amatsu goes to sleep. But the question is, how do you section off the days, right? If we did a poll and we found that 80% of the people don't go to sleep till 10 o'clock, does that mean you can't say Kriya Shema until 9 o'clock? We section off the days. Everybody would agree that Seisa Kochavim, even in the winter when it's much earlier than people are going to sleep, is considered V'shachbacha. So what he's saying is, how do you section off the days? You're going to use the time you can daven Maariv to section off the days. And I would argue that's the same thing for plag. Right? If it was a d'oraisa and it had to be done at night, there's nothing to talk about. We're dealing with a d'rabbanan and a zecher ba'alma, and therefore, the time you can do daven Maariv would be enough. Because it's b'shachbecha.
In a farm society.
They actually, right.
You know, believe me, they get up real early in the morning. They may go to sleep.
Right.
Not too much after the flog.
Right. So I want to show you, just to add into the mix, again, la halacha, we're not going to start counting after plag at our plag minyan, because we pass them like the Gra and the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan. But it's not unreasonable. Besides the fact that the earliest Rishonim who talked about this were talking about plag, and the Elie Rab and Levush said that's what it meant, and we can justify it by saying it's a Zecher Ba'alma, but there are other sugyas where poskim debate what exactly does davening Maariv do to the day. And one of them is the famous machlokas Trumas Adeshen and Agur. If a woman has to do, in Hilchos Nida, she has to do a hefsek tahara to begin her shiva nekudim. And what happens if she already davened Maariv? Or the whole community already davened Maariv? Right? It's still light outside. Can she do... And the nafkamina is pushing off mikvah a whole day. Comes the Trumas Adeshen, and he wants to know what happens. So says the Trumas Adeshen, Yira deyesh lahachmir. He's saying, you know, if she already davened Maariv, we're going to treat it like the next day. And she cannot no longer do that hefsek tahara. And she has to push off going to the mikvah a whole day. You see, the Agur argues, and he says, wait a minute, it's still light outside, it's still the day. The Trumas Adeshen says, no, we're going to be machmir. That when you daven Maariv, you already make it the next day. So this is already, again, where it looks, you know, the Rabbi Yaakov says, how can you count 10? It's, no, you can count 10. Mehechitesi, that every day is 24 hours, right? That when she daven Maariv, the Trumas Adeshen says, you've already made it night in Hilchos Nida, maybe it's already a time that I can say it's the 10th day. Like, why is that? Why do we have to assume that that's Pasha? That until 24 hours have gone by, I can't declare it the 10th day. Look at this Trumas Adeshen. And even more...
Does that count if her husband davened Maariv?
What?
Does that count if her husband davened Maariv? You still could gufo?
No. So that's another sugya that we did, where we said that la halacha, if this is something we've done this Shabbos afternoon. A man goes to shul and he davens Shabbos Friday night. He goes to the 7 o'clock minyan, right? But candle lighting's not till 8:03, right? Does his wife have to, just because he davened? The answer is no. According to most poskim, the answer is no. So this would be talking about where she davens Maariv.
I'm talking the reverse.
According
of that.
To that,
I'm talking the reverse of that. The husband davens early.
Yeah.
Does the husband davening early, say Maariv early, affect the wife's calendar?
So I would say no. The same way it doesn't affect it in Shabbos, it's not going to affect it in Hilchos Nida. But what I'm showing you
I would say.
Yeah.
Depends whether she davens normally davens Maariv or not. If she doesn't daven, then she.
Then you're saying she should follow her husband.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a separate sugya. Rav Moshe says it's independent, and you know.
Because he assumes.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, right? That's so. I think what I'm trying to set up is, on one hand, just because of the Zecher Ba'alma aspect, you can say plag is enough. Number two, I think you can make a case that plag, especially with davening Maariv, right? And that's the Elie Rab is enough, because you already find precedence in the Trumas Adeshen, right? So you would say, what the Agur says, wait a minute, in Hilchos Nida, you deal with 24-hour days. The Trumas Adeshen says, no. Once you daven Maariv, you brought in the next day. I would say the same thing for Sfiras HaOmer. And even more than that, and this is what the something new that we're going to cover, Shabbos. There are grounds to say that on Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, when you bring in Kedusha Shabbos, it's very different, right? So the fact that on a normal day, I daven Maariv, but it's still Thursday. I daven at Allen's Plag Minyan today. It's still Thursday. It's not Friday. It's a time of Thursday that I could already daven Maariv. But on Friday night, there are real grounds to say that the concept of bringing in Kedusha Shabbos early actually brings in, it makes it night. And that is, and there are some achronim. Take a look at the 39, the Magen Avraham. He quotes Haggadot Maimonides, Kasav diyesh matirin lispor be'erev Shabbos mibod yom. Again, that word mibod yom, which Alan's going to say, shows you it means during the day. Achar tfilas arvis. V'habach kasav delokai malam hachi. But there are grounds, and the Sefer Minhagim, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Turner, number 38. Haravan hayasofer be'erev Shabbos kishemakdimin lebeis haknesses mibod yom avalo bishar hayamim. Right? Now, Rav Moshe doesn't agree. Many poskim don't agree. But you see from the Ravan, the Magen Avraham, there are grounds to say that Friday night is a whole different parsha. And that's something that we don't do here, but that's something already to consider. And again, that's the day I get the most people who forget is Friday night. Would that be, again, I'm not changing the custom here. We've never counted since I've been here after Plag. But Plag on Friday night, that already is something to talk about. Because you have three levels to deal with. Number one, those who just said after Plag is fine because of Zecher. Number two, those who said after Plag is fine because once you daven Marav, you made it the next day. Number three, those who say in the Chol it's not good, but Shabbos. And I want to show you a beautiful Lashon, and this is on this separate handout. There's more Ray, but we're not going to turn this into a three-part series. You have a major Machlokas on Friday night, right? You daven number 1, 2, and 3 is what I want to show you. You daven early. We're going to do that tomorrow night. We're going to have Minyan at 7, hopefully get out by 7:50. You sit down and you start your meal at 8. You wash, you eat your challah. Potentially, you will not eat any challah after Tzeisa Kochavim. Right? So is that okay? Did you eat a Shabbos Suda? Take a look at number 1. Misha achal mibod yayom gadol be'erev Shabbos kigon tekev sheyatzu be'etz haknesses v'lo niru gimel kochavim kevan shemibod yom gamar su'daso yochal la'achar tzeisa kochavim kidei shiur sheyivarech berchas hamazon kidei l'kayim mitzvah gimel su'dos b'Shabbos ke'ech yala l'gimel su'dos ma shemibod yom. Sefer Hasidim said, wait a minute, right? You gotta eat again. So you wash and eat your piece of challah. You got to make sure to eat another piece of challah at the end of the meal. Comes to Taz and he says, no. Number two, Kasev Sefer Chassidim, Simen Reish Samach Tes, Shebelel Shabbos Tzarech Shiyei Gemara Suda Balayla, V'Rashal Nag Shelo Achal Belel Shabbos Ad Halayla, V'Lo Nira, D'Kevan D'Tosefes Mechol Al HaKodesh Huda Raisa, Al Kein Yatsa Shapir Afilu Gamar Kodem Layla. Right? Is being mostly Mechol al HaKodesh Daraisa Machlokas, the Rambam holds no, but the Beis Yosef holds yes. And the Taz says this explicitly in Tafresh Samaches. And this is an amazing, we wait, right? We usually wait to daven Marav after Tzeis, when always going into the second night, except for the last day of Sukkot. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says you have a problem. The last day of Sukkot, you're going into Shmini Atzeres. Right? So what do we do on Shmini Atzeres? We sit in the Sukkah, we don't make a Leishiv B'Sukkah. But says many Achronim, wait a minute. If you sit in the Sukkah and it's not yet dark and you're not going to make a bracha, right? Because you'll say it's Shmini Atzeres, but it's not dark. Maybe it's still Sukkot. So comes the Taz and says, and we wait here. We wait we don't wait to daven. We daven late enough that people won't eat until it says. Comes the Taz and he says, no. Look at the third to last line in number 3. The emes svar shebana harav alav hu eno kiyum klal devadai misha mosif mechol ala kodesh hu osa al pitzivu teresenu kvar chalaf the halach mimenu chovas hayom ma shahaya alav kodem ze v'hava kimo laila umachar mamish. You can't get more explicit than that.
What does that first part mean? What does the first part mean?
He says because Tosefes Shabbos is Yom Tov is Daraisa.
Yeah.
He says when you when you make it Shmini Atzeres, you've already changed the day and the Chovas Hayom of yesterday go away. And I would argue this is what the Magen Avraham are talking about. This is why many poskim would say, you know what? You can't count early on a regular day. Because that's a machlokas. Just because the Trumas Hadeshen is machmer doesn't mean that Marav makes it the next day. Right? Zecher, that's good enough to count after Ben HaShmashos. But not when it's still light outside. It's not the next day. But Friday night, you're dealing with a whole different animal. Because look at the Taz. And that's why, and that itself is another level of machlokas. And many are still not comfortable, which is why we don't. But there are real grounds to permit counting Svira on Erev Shabbos after Plag, once you've davened, once you've made it Shabbos. And again, Rav Moshe does not take a look at number 40 and 41, and we'll end with this. In number 40, Rav Moshe says, "L'masha biyarti shetama Rashba Rambam lo misarvei shetikur shnei zmanim lekav neres Chanukah limos achol l'erev Shabbos leka raya l'svira sheyuchlu gam kein lispor sviras haomer mibayom achar plaga mincha k'shem spalin arvis az deulai kevat shadayin eno yom ha'achar svira hahi." I don't exactly the phrase. Adayin eno yom ha'achar svira hahi, meaning it's not yet tomorrow.
It's not the next day.
So Rav Moshe says, you know what? You can't count from Plag on a weekday because it's the next day for Marav and Neres Chanukah does not mean it's the next day.
Like
Rav Yaakov. But then take a look at 41. Usvira ka'omer she'izkira agor b'shem ma'aril raya. Sheyachol lispor zayin nikim hu mizeh she'afel al Shabbos mechakin al tizah kachavim lispor kmo David me'achilas matzah pesach v'sukkah ve'en zeh alamah she'ochiach ha'agor t'shar mitzvahs enam tulim b'kabal Shabbos v'zeh lo shach l'inyanenu dehu im yachol lispor achar plaga mincha kishekib al Shabbos yoser me'etzem dina agor b'lo shum ha'chacha v'lo muvan ma'ashe atam madgish al hadis feras ha'omer k'zachar ha'agor al kohanim l'dina Kevan de Yoser Mistaber Kasovrim Shaloyatza Bisfir da Laila Kodamashkia Afshe Spalo Akal Arvis Mibonyom Achar Plaga Mincha Vigam Shioser Nota Kitamasheni Shalataz Lachen Yachalispor Af Achar Shespalalu Marv. So the question is, what exactly does he mean? It sounds like he's being Nota to be Machmir, but then.
Does he mean after Shabbos?
Then at the end he ends up, Lachin Yachal Lispor, Af Achar Sheis Palalu Marif.
I mean, after the plot.
So what I think is he means you can count yesterday's, even though.
Oh, I see.
But so Rav Moshe at the end of the day is not comfortable, but there are real grounds. I just want to, I think Rav Moshe was important enough in Psak in methodology in America that so Rav Moshe was not comfortable. So Rav Moshe, and again, the opposite is now your question. What if somebody comes to you and says, "We davened, it's 8 o'clock, we're at 7:50 tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, somebody comes to me and says, I forgot to count yesterday." Right? Can he still count?
What time is this?
Right? 7:50. Can he still count? Rav Moshe says yes, because meaning the we're being machmir on saying you can't yet count for tomorrow is going to create a kula that you can still count yesterday's. So that's where we are. But at the end of the day, just halacha lemaisa, the consensus of the poskim is to read the Shulchan Aruch l'chumra that you can't count until shkia. Plag is not good enough. That being said, extenuating circumstances. Example, maybe on a campus or something, you get your minyan together. I think the Bir Halacha would say to count then. But in our shul, we don't, and we announce. But it's not crazy to count from Plag, because even though Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov and the Mishnah Berurah all said, how can you count 10 when it's still 9? The answer is, number one, it's Zecher Ladavar. Number two, Mariv makes it like the next day for certain halachas. Number three, certainly on Shabbos, the Kedusha, already like the Taz says, makes it. So therefore, I would not, if a shul wanted to count early on Friday night, that I wouldn't have a problem with, although Rav Moshe says not to, which is probably why we don't. But that already isn't crazy. To count during the week is a little bit more out there, but somebody came to me the other day, and he said he was in a shul, he didn't tell me which shul, and they counted after plug, and he asked me what he should do. And I said, it depends. If you're the kind of person who thinks you'll count definitely later, count later. If you're not sure you're that type of person, do the t'nai. Count. If you're in that minyan, count without a bracha, and later, if you remember, count with a bracha. And this is the Rashi Prakim on plug. Have a good Shabbos.